Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. This is my podcast for January 2017. Still have to practice saying 2017, because frankly, half the time I still say 2016, or I write 2016. But it is, in fact, January 2017. The Consumer Electronics Show, or CES show, just finished up. Talked a little bit about it in my blog at http://docandersen.wordpress.com. And in my blog, I talked a little bit about the cool new tech and some of the cool things that were available at CES. I also posted a little kind of a recap on LinkedIn. It's an interesting show in that it offers a lot of views into the universe beyond the universe. So as I think about kind of, you know, what's next with CES, you know, it's kind of fun to see what comes. The big ones this year, obviously, were self-driving cars and robotics. And robotics is an interesting one, not that it's, you know, something that I haven't been watching. I've been looking at the concepts of self-driving cars, and I've been looking at the concepts of robotics for a while now. It's been something that I've considered important, something that I've considered, you know, kind of coming. Near-term tech, which got me thinking, you know, and I blog a lot about things that are out there, you know, 12 to 18 months beyond the horizon. I tend to get involved in things very early. I was I think I was the seventh or eighth backer of the Kiker product. Kiker is an awesome product that, you know, kind of gives you this concept of the HomePod. It is a self-activated robotic device that follows you, but it also has a, you know, speaker system built into it, roll around on its wheels, can find its base just like a Roomba or an automated vacuum cleaner. It also has a projector. So the value proposition of Kiker is it follows you around and it gives you, you know, a projector wherever you are. Whatever room you're in, you can call Kiker in, and Kiker will do a projection. So you could literally throw a web meeting to Kiker, and Kiker's there to kind of take it on and kind of push it out for you. And there's a number of projectors that are out there. XGIMI just brought out their new H1 projector, which is an Android computer basically with a 4K 3D ready projector that is, you know, kind of available and ready on the market today. So, you know, when you think about kind of this concept of, you know, what's out there and what's cutting edge, you know, cutting edge has changed a lot, particularly I would say in the last 3 or 4 years, what is cutting edge has changed. And some of the things that we consider cutting edge today, you know, really aren't going to be cutting edge tomorrow. A good friend of mine always says, you know, there's a difference. There's the cutting edge, the bleeding edge, and then there's consumer. And that transition from bleeding edge to cutting edge to consumer is kind of a critical path. That's how things change over time. So, you know, as we think about this concept of, you know, bleeding edge to cutting edge to consumer, you know, there's a number of market pieces that have to happen. And there's the reality of a total addressable market share and things like that. High-end theater, high-end home theater or home media person. You know, they're going to likely have Sonos or Bose speakers in their home. They're going to likely have a number of high-tech items already in the home. So adding a Kiker isn't that big of a leap for them. Some people that don't have the concept of, you know, a home media room or things like that, a Kiker's a little bigger leap for them. You know, the XG IMI device, which is a little big leap if you don't really have a space in your house dedicated to that stuff. So then there's the concept of the more portable devices, several of them. One I'm particularly fond of is a company called Odin, or Dose Owls is the company name. Odin is the product name, and it's basically an Android projector that allows you to interact with the projector. It has its own little, you know, touchable mouse interface, and so you can have Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Instant Video preloaded on the device. So wherever you are, you plug it in or run it off the battery, and you can actually watch your shows, the things that you want to watch wherever you are. Dish Anywhere is another, that's what I use for. Anyway, CES is done, and we move on into the harsh, cold reality of winter. My name is Scott Anderson. This is my podcast. Thanks for listening.